Hello. Did I startle you? And I asked that knowing full well that I did. And I would apologize. Only I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I intended to scare you. Why would I do that? Oh goody. You're new, aren't you? Wait. Is it your first time here? It is. Oh, that is just delightful. No, don't run away. I could make you stay. But I won't. I'm just playing with you. Vampires like to play with their food. Don't worry, I won't eat you. Unless you want me to. Oh, you are nervous. It's nice. Sorry, I got distracted. The smell of your blood. It's distracting. You don't know much about vampires, do you? Is that why you're here? A tourist in Vampire Town? I understand. We're trendy now. Who knew coming out of the shadows would be so... very popular. It's okay. I won't bite. I'm just playing with you. I couldn't resist, really. Tonight has been very boring. All the other tourists are. Well, they're not like you. Oh, you're not a tourist. I didn't really think so. Most tourists would be excited to have a vampire to play with. You seem put out. So if you're not here to see the sights, why are you here? Oh, you're here on business. How mysterious. You know, that doesn't ordinarily work on me. I think it's tedious. Playing games. Well, human games. But you. Oh, you. I really want to play with you. So, why did I want to startle you? Wow. Shock. Fear. Love, excitement. They all make the blood sing. It's the quickest way to find out if you're compatible with someone. And by compatible, I mean if their blood tastes good. See, ordinarily, this is where someone would start asking questions. Though we are out of the shadows, we're still very much in the dark. But you You're not asking me anything. So you're new to Vampire Town. A little nervous, but not unknowing. The mystery deepens. Don't go. You are thinking about it. The way you were, glancing towards the door. Why would you want to leave? Oh, you're looking for someone, are you? Who are you looking for? Oh. The mistress of the city. Now, why would you be looking for her? I hear that she is terribly unfriendly. Why waste your time with her? When I'm here and I'm very friendly. What's wrong? Are you tempted? Are you tempted to stay? Are you conflicted? Are you conflicted, Vampire Hunter? Shh. Don't act out. Don't make a scene. You wouldn't want any of the other vampires in here to find out. Oh, you're not a Vampire Hunter. Well, you haven't been one for long, have you? In fact, I would say you're straight out of school. All that book learning and yet no common sense. Your pendant. Your pendant. It's a bit too late to hide it now. But I would advise you to perhaps hide it when you venture into dangerous places. What's dangerous about this tourist trap? Well, I'll let you into a secret. This neon-soaked hell is only the icing on the cake. But it's dangerous. Very dangerous for you. There are a lot of vampires here who hold a grudge. And while you might be a baby vampire hunter, it doesn't really matter to them. Now me, I'm far more discerning. It comes with my position. My position. I've been expecting you. You were looking for me? Oh, you are green. I can see why they sent you. A fresh face. Untasted blood. So, aren't you going to say hello? All that schooling and no manners. Vampire hunters. Rude. By nature. You know, those aren't the real reasons why they chose you. Why they sent you here. Oh no, there's a much bigger reason. They don't want to lose face. I have faced off against every member of your little council. They all tried to kill me. and they all failed. And yet now they need me. Like I said, delicious. Delightful. You need me. The vampire hunters need a vampire to help them solve their little problem. Oh. Wait. You don't know, do you? Oh. You don't know what they've done. They send you into the vampire's den. They send you to ask for my help, and yet you don't know why. Oh. This is perfect. This has made my night, my year, my decade. Well, my little vampire hunter, baby vampire hunter, your council, they broke their own laws. Now that vampires are out of the shadows, they're scared. When we were in the dark, it was easier for them. Now, it's murder. So they got creative. How'd you kill a vampire? With another vampire. A vampire that you control. So they did a little chemistry, a little biology, a little of this bloodline, a little of that bloodline. Some ash, some illegal genetic enhancement, and oh dear, what have they done? They created a monster. A monster that was meant to kill my kind. Only didn't quite work out for them. They've also lost control of it. Those deaths. Serial killer. It's your monster. And it's hungry. And the bodies of those he kills, they turn into monsters. It's going to get very, very messy. But it's okay. You have years of experience in killing vampires. Oh no, you're not very good at it. Whatever are you to do? Oh, I know. Get me to hell. But they wouldn't come themselves. They couldn't. And they fully expect you to fail. They fully expect me to send you back dead in pieces. But you know what? I'm not going to. Because you're interesting. And oh, so very pretty. Sorry. Not quite. I'm helping you because I need to. Because I don't have a choice. Because your little monster hasn't only been killing humans. The gutters are running red with blood. Vampire and human alike. Yes, we bleed red. We do when he kills us. Why? I have absolutely no idea. What? He's not my science experiment, is he? I need to look at your records. I need to see how you made him. Then I'll know how to kill him. How to save my people. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for my kind. And a little bit for you. You are very pretty. So, shall we go? Shall we go? Really? You're just going to walk off? Not even going to let me go first? So rude. You're definitely a vampire hunter. A baby vampire hunter. I'm just playing. Get used to it, vampire hunter. Get used to it.